Test 7. Section 1. You will hear a woman called Tanya talking to her friend called Simon, who lives abroad. Tanya is planning to visit Simon. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4. You will see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello?
Hi, is that Tanya?
Yes, Simon. Lovely to hear you. How are you?
Very well. And we're so looking forward to seeing you.
So am I.
Now, I don't have a lot of time, I'm afraid, so I wanted to make sure we've got all your details. Have you confirmed your flights?
Yes, I'm definitely coming on the 22nd of June.
Excellent. Have you got your flight number?
Not with me, I'm afraid, but I promise I'll email it.
Tanya promises to send her flight number. So, flight number has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 4.
Hello?
Hi, is that Tanya?
Yes, Simon. Lovely to hear you. How are you?
Very well. And we're so looking forward to seeing you.
So am I.
Now, I don't have a lot of time, I'm afraid, so I wanted to make sure we've got all your details. Have you confirmed your flights?
Yes, I'm definitely coming on the 22nd of June.
Excellent. Have you got your flight number?
Not with me, I'm afraid, but I promise I'll email it. Let me make a note of all this.
Yes, do, because one of us will try to come and collect you from the airport if we can. I presume you'll be coming into Terminal 1?
I don't know. I'll have to find out which one it is.
Yes, you must. We don't want to be waiting at the wrong one.
But hang on. I'll be arriving at about lunchtime, and that'll mean you have to take time off work to pick me up. You really mustn't do that.
Look, we're not all that busy at work, and if there's a problem, I can text you when you arrive, and you can take a taxi.
Okay.
There's a really good company called Pantera.
Can you spell that?
It's Pantera. They have a stand at the airport. You can't miss it, and they're really reliable.
Great, thanks. How far are you from the airport?
About 40 minutes.
And you're near the city centre, aren't you?
We're east of it, actually. Don't tell the driver city centre, because you'll really get caught up in traffic.
Okay, and I'll make sure I carry your address with me. Now, have you got my mobile, a cell phone number?
Yes, you sent it last month.
But I tell you what, I don't think I've got yours. I'd better have it now, just in case.
Okay, and I changed it recently anyway. Ready? It's 07765-328-411.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 5 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 5 to 10.
Thanks. Now, what should I pack?
Well, all the usual, casual clothes mainly. Though you'd better bring an evening dress. We'll be having at least one fancy dinner in a hotel restaurant. Okay, now, when you're coming, unfortunately, the weather is not going to be brilliant.
I know, it's the rainy season. I'm bringing an umbrella.
We have tons of those, so don't pack one. But pack a raincoat, a good one, because we'll try and get out for plenty of hikes.
Okay, sure. Sounds super, just what I love. And I'd better remember to pack my sturdy walking shoes.
Excellent idea. It's pretty rugged round here, so they have to be tough.
I can imagine. I'm so looking forward to getting out. Oh, Simon, before I forget, you recommended I read a book about your area.
Yeah.
What was the name again? I'd like to read it, to get an idea of the history, etc.
It's called Mountain Lives, and it's...
Hang on, I'm just writing it down. Okay?
And it's by Rex Campbell.
Great. I'll try and get hold of that.
Well worth it.
Now, the really important things are gifts.
Oh, don't worry about that. Just bring yourself.
I know. But I'd like to get something for your parents. What about Janice? I know she loves English tea.
Oh, that's very kind. But she's not drinking so much of that these days. But she'd love some chocolate. You know her favourite.
Oh, yes. That'd be nice. I'll do that. And Alec, is he still into racing?
Very much so.
I was thinking of bringing a calendar, you know, with horse racing pictures.
What a good idea. He'd love that.
Great. So that's about it, I think.
Yes, I think so. So you'll send me your number again?
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section two.